Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live line this morning, Pete Guelli, Bills and Sabres COO, as we get ready for another Sabres season. Hey, Pete, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Exciting time downtown, and you haven't been on the job for that long, so I don't know if you could kind of go back season by season, but it kind of seems like before we even really step foot in the arena this year, that this offseason might have been some of the biggest changes to the arena, what it looks like on the inside and outside that we've had in quite a while.
Yeah, I don't have all the historical context, but we did a lot of work over the summer to get ready for this home opener. And obviously, Thursday night's our first real home opener in front of the fans, and we're excited to roll out all the changes to everybody.
KeyBank Center is right next to the Cobblestone District, which is in ruins from a fire. You know, it's affecting games with areas closed off. Is it a nuisance or more than that to you?
We've been working closely with the city, Susan, just to make sure that it doesn't impact the game day and event experience for our fans. The city's been great. They've opened up the back so we can pull cars in and out of there. I wouldn't say it's been a distraction at all for us. We're aware of it, but we're just working closely with the city to make sure it doesn't impact our fans' experience.
Yeah, that fan experience. How do you expect it to be different this year than last year?
Well, it starts with listening to your fans. You know, we spent a lot of time kind of going through our survey information during the off season, trying to understand what was important to them and to try to make sure that we took a fan-centric approach to everything that we do. I think the biggest difference is going to be that scoreboard. You know, when you walk into the bowl and sit in your seat, it's going to have a massive impact on game presentation. It's going to have a big impact on the game experience. We hope it's going to change the entire environment in the arena, have an impact on the energy in that building as well, but that's probably going to be the biggest difference that people see when they walk in.
You know, with that survey, what did you hear from fans? What do they want?
The scoreboard's a good example. They want to have more access to replays. They want better presentation. They want a better overall experience. They want to know when they come from the street to the seat that everything is set up the way they want. They want things to be authentic. They want things to be organic. They just want the overall fan experience to be better. And, you know, candidly, they want an affordable price point on tickets and concessions and on retail. So we're trying to provide that as well. We want to encourage families to come down. We want to make sure they enjoy the game, and they want to make sure they have an affordable experience.
Part of that affordable experience, obviously, concessions. I know that yesterday you were showing off a lot of what's new and what's different with some of the concessions. In terms of pricing, what might be new that we didn't see yesterday, and how do concessions play into that affordability?
Yeah, I think I've probably spent more time with Delaware North than maybe anybody since I've been back here. We know that F&B experience is critical to people when they come into the building. If they're going to really enjoy the night, they're going to take advantage of some of the concession opportunities. So the first thing we did was add a number of new items. We talked to Delaware North about the things that our fans were interested in, and they made a number of changes. Probably the biggest thing for our season ticket holders is a 25% discount right across the board. When they walk in, right off the top, everything they buy, everything that they consume will be 25% off for season ticket holders. And then we introduced a kids meal. I spoke about the experience before. We really want to get families in there. We have a kids meal that's $8.50 for kids when they come in. It's a saber-tooth meal, and it comes with a trading card. We're just trying to make things fun and try to make them affordable for our fans.
You know, on that point with the arena, are there any plans to make it more than just a game night attraction?
Absolutely, Susan. I think if we're going to be successful, you know, we've got 41 Sabres home games. We've got 10 Bandits games. That building needs to be programmed somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 nights a year. So between the games, between shows, between family shows, concerts, make it as active as possible. I was in Charlotte before, and we had a great arena experience down there, and we worked hard to program that building as many nights as we could. And that ended up being a catalyst for growth in that market. And we think this building could be a catalyst for growth in Buffalo as well.
How difficult is that for you to do right now? Not just because of the arena itself, right? You can only work with what you have, but also because of the other project that's going on right now that you're overseeing, and that's the construction of a new Bills stadium, which is going up, I think, faster than a lot of people would even have expected. Is it tough to work within the confines of, you know, the walls that exist in KeyBank Center? And how are you planning on kind of spacing this out to where you guys can handle both projects at once?
Yeah, I mean, balancing schedules, yeah, I'll be honest, that's been a little bit of a challenge. It's a lot. There's a lot going on, but it's an incredible time to be back here. There's so many aspirational things happening in Buffalo that you just want to be a part of. You wake up every morning with a tremendous amount of energy, just ready to attack it. But I think you can't do it yourself. I think you saw we made some changes here to our org structure with the Bills, added some key team members, have some great people here already. I'm going through that exact same process with the Sabres. We're going to build our leadership team over there and try to get them both so they're sustainable and they can run at a high level, really strong performance at both buildings, and then kind of determine, you know, where are the synergies between both places. The stadium's a massive project. I think it's the biggest construction project in the history of Buffalo. We've obviously made a lot of changes at the arena, and that's just phase one. We have an appetite for a lot more changes down there where there's a lot of improvements that can be made. We're going to spend this year kind of evaluating everything that's going on in the building. The plan is to travel to some other markets to see what they're doing there and, you know, build two great organizations.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Buffalo.
You know, you're just talking about a lot of the exterior changes to the arena, but interior, you know, there's quite a need, right? What is the focus there?
It needs to be freshened up, Susan. Absolutely. I think we tried to, I would say some of the things we've done this offseason, you only have so much time. Probably a little bit more cosmetic. I think when people come in, they'll see more Sabres branding and they'll understand that, hey, this is authentic to Buffalo. But yeah, we have a lot of work to do in that building and we're going to spend a lot of time this season evaluating what that is. And as soon as the season is over, get back to work again.
Yeah, Susan asked before about the cobblestone building downtown right next to the parking ramp at KeyBank Center. You mentioned there is space for cars to go in and out. As part of the conversation there, you know, I'll say this is a personal question for me, Pete, because I have a season ticket way up in the upper deck, and I love walking that way into the stadium, but I noticed you have to make a pretty big detour around when walking in because it's closed to pedestrians. It's not safe to walk there, all the falling bricks. Has there been a conversation of, and we've had this conversation with the city before too, this needs to be settled sooner rather than whatever gets decided or done at that parcel, that it needs to kind of be done sooner rather than later, because as much as you try to eliminate disruptions, it's always going to be there as long as there's a crumbling building.
Yeah, it's obviously still there. I think we took a little bit more of an inside-out approach this year. You know, we control what's going on inside that building, so we focused on that initially. We're talking to the city and candidly everybody that owns property around that building to talk about what the future might look like. I think you saw Buffalo Niagara Partnership coming into our 79 Perry building, for instance. We're really excited about that. I don't think you could have a better tenant to drive some economic activity than the BNP in our building right next door. So we're looking at everything. I don't have a great answer for that right now, but we're obviously in close communication with the city, and we're trying to make sure from inside out that everything is set up in the best way for a great fan experience for our fans.
Is everything that we just talked about for nothing if the product on the ice isn't there?
You want to win every game, and unfortunately we can't control that, but what we can control is what kind of experience you have when you walk in that building. You know, I love what Kevin and Lindy have done in the offseason. Lindy's really energized the fan base. He's gotten people excited inside the building. You can kind of feel that critical mass building. Obviously, you always want to get off to a better start, but you know, we're excited to welcome the fans back to our first real home game on Thursday night, and we think they're going to have a big impact, and there's a long way to go this year. So, you know, we're still very optimistic.
You mentioned Lindy, and even though he's been away from the Sabres for a while, he's maintained a presence here in Buffalo. Everyone in Buffalo still loves Lindy Ruff. You yourself, from Western New York, even before, you know, coming mm-hmm. over, you have experience in Western New York. You went to my alma mater, Brockport, not too far away, too. Mm-hmm. But is that maybe key to having success, do you find, in Western New York is having a little bit of that connection to better understand what people want here, because we are a unique market. We're not even, we get compared all the time to a Cleveland or even a Minneapolis or something. We're totally different.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Brian. I think when I talked to Terry Pagula about this job in the first place, and he said, what are one of the things you think we could use here? And I said, you know, I think we need more advocacy for this market. And I'm from here. I left. And then came back and wanted to come back. So I feel like I'm a good person to maybe advocate for this market. I think Lindy falls into that category as well. You know, he's obviously been incredibly successful here. He's always called Buffalo his home. He left. He's made his mark other places. And he wanted to come back. So, yeah, I do think that matters. I think it means more, you know, to be successful here in Buffalo. We could win championships in other markets, but candidly, I don't think it would mean as much. So for guys like me and guys like Lindy, we want to do it here.
Hey, I've got another one for you, Pete, and this is back to the stadium now. PSL sales. Are you where you thought you would be? I mean, with it being sticker shock for many fans.
I think we are. You know, when I came in and tried to evaluate the process to see how it was going, I think the biggest thing we wanted to do, Susan, was be a little more transparent, and hopefully people have noticed that we're trying to get out there and communicate more, especially with our season ticket holders, so they're aware of what's going on. But the club seat process couldn't have gone better. I mean, we moved through all the club seats pretty briskly, and now we've moved it into the lower bowl, and it's really just started, but that process is going extremely well also.
There's a lot of people that you're taking through one by one through that stadium experience, and as we mentioned, that stadium is going up pretty quickly, and before you know it, the Bills will be playing there. I think a lot of fans are looking at this wondering, is there going to be enough time for everybody to get through who wants to go through?
Yeah, you know, we look at that on a daily basis, and it is interesting because you hit right on it. People are taking almost 90 minutes to go through that Bills experience and really understand exactly what the opportunities are. And honestly, they need to, because it's very different than what they had here in Old Highmark Stadium. So, yeah, but we're on top of it. We know exactly what the cadence needs to be, and we're confident that we're going to be able to get through everybody in plenty of time before that stadium opens.
Well, Pete, thank you for taking the time this morning. I hope we can talk to you again.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.